Well, good morning, boys and girls. Nice to see you on this Monday morning, damp and all as it is. We're turning to a new verse today. It's in John's Gospel, chapter 19. John, chapter 19. And it's a verse that tells us very clearly that the sufferings of the Lord Jesus on the cross were drawing to a close, and the great work that he had come to undertake for you and for me was about to be concluded. It's the verse 30 we want to look at. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Solemn words. But before we go any further, I want you to remember this. God gave us four Gospels, four witnesses, and we need to put all their testimonies together to get the full picture. And we will look, when we have finished our study of this verse, we will look at another verse and discover that between the Lord Jesus saying in this verse, "It is finished," and his bowing of his head and giving up the ghost, in between those two things, he said one more thing, one more statement. We'll be looking at that later. But I'm just telling you that we need to put all the accounts of the Gospels together to get the full picture. You might be inclined to think that the words "it is finished" were the last words of the Savior on the cross, but then when you compare what is written in another gospel, you'll find that they weren't actually. He had one more thing to say, but that's for another day. Here we have the cry of victory. This is victory that the Savior is announcing. "It is finished." And while undoubtedly he would have been addressing these words to his father, addressing them with joy, telling his father, "I finished the work," he was also shouting it at the devil and saying, "Despite all your efforts and the efforts of your agents, I have finished the work." And of course, he's crying out these words for you to hear. Today, I preach a finished work. Not something that the Lord Jesus started and then you have to finish. That's what all too many people believe today within the Christian so-called world. No, the Savior is telling us that he started and he finished the great work of redemption. We're going to consider then this wonderfully triumphant cry of the Lord Jesus. The three words here in our text, "it is finished," refer to the completion of the work that he came from heaven to undertake. His labors regarding that have now ended. He has satisfied the demands that the law would make of you on your behalf. You see, the law says to you, "You owe me total obedience. And if you fail to obey all that I require, then I will pronounce judgment upon you and you'll be lost forever." That's what the law says. But the Lord Jesus stepped in between us and the law, and he said to the law, "I will do everything you require of these my people and suffer the consequences of their sins and their transgressions." And on the cross he said, "It's finished." He finished the work. You don't owe the law anything today. The law has no claim over you today if you are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has paid the price of our redemption. These three words in our English Bible, "It is finished," are the translation of only one word in the Greek language. That word is very simply teleo, teleo. Just one word. How simple is the gospel, boys and girls? One word sums up the glory of the gospel. Teleo, it is finished. It is finished. This word appears in other places in the New Testament, and it's translated there by words very similar to what we have in our text, "it is finished." Were you to look up Matthew chapter 11, you would find in verse 1 that the word teleo appears under the English words "made an end." That helps us to understand what the Lord Jesus was saying. "I have made an end of all the work I came to do." And then in Matthew chapter 17 and the verse 24, it's translated by the English word "pay." So the Lord Jesus was saying on the cross, "It's paid. It's paid. We have a receipt for the payment of our sins, those of us who trust in Christ. We have a receipt, and it's signed by the Lord Jesus." He said, "I've paid it all." Then one other verse I'll show you or mention to you, Luke chapter 18, verse 31, and there it says, "shall be accomplished." That's what the Savior did. He accomplished the work. Bearing that in mind then, we come to our verse. And I'd like to start by noticing with you the wonderful example the Lord Jesus presents to us. And the example is this: He finished what He was given to do. Now that's an example for every boy and girl in school. Finish what is given you to do. Don't be half-hearted in your efforts, but complete your task. That's what the Lord Jesus did. That's what the Lord Jesus said. I remember, it's not hard for me to remember this because it's the only occasion I think it happened. It was in secondary school, and we were given a problem. And we were actually given a problem as a punishment. We had, as a class, been misbehaving. And I remember the teacher saying, "You're not getting out, any of you, till you have finished. And everybody has to finish before anybody gets out." And he gave us, it was a mathematical problem. And somehow or other, I managed to get the answer first. Now, as I say, it's easy for me to remember that. It's the only time I ever managed to do that. And I put up my hand and I said, "I'm finished. Bring it up." So I came up and I showed it to him. "Oh," he says, "that's very good. I'll change my mind. You can go home now. And each one of you, as soon as you finish, you can go home rather than everybody stay until everybody's finished." Maybe that's another reason I remember that occasion. And off I went home, having finished the problem. Oh, finish whatever is given to you in life to do. Don't leave it half done. We have the example of the wonderful Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy. That's his final epistle, by the way. That ends Paul's ministry and his writing ministry, I should perhaps just say. He lived on some time after he wrote this, I don't know how long, but after he wrote this, he still lived on and continued to witness. But you can see from these words that he knew life was drawing to a close. He says in verse 6 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." He was like his Savior in that what was given him to do, he finished. Now, will you remember that, boys and girls? Whatever's given you, finish it. Finish it to the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus. Well, what we're going to consider for a little moment or two this morning is, what exactly was it that the Lord Jesus finished? What is he specifically referring to? Well, first of all, what was finished was the purpose for which he came into this world. That was finished. Why he came is now finished. In Luke chapter 19 and the verse 10, there's a verse that you know very well, I'm sure. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why he came. And on the cross, he finished that work. Boys and girls, if you're not saved today, you're lost. You're lost. Someone who is lost does not know which way to go. They don't know which way to find safety and comfort and joy and peace. They don't know. They're lost. They're lost. The Lord Jesus came to seek, look out for, chase after, and to save that which was lost. I think I can say, if you're not saved this morning, the Lord Jesus is seeking for you. That's why you hear his voice calling you. That's why you hear him say, come unto me. Like he illustrates for us in the parable of the lost sheep, the good shepherd went out after the sheep until he found it, and then placed it on his shoulders and carried it all the way home. It wasn't lost anymore. They didn't know the way home. But when the shepherd caught up with it, it was no longer lost. Each one of you here today that has put your faith in the Lord Jesus, you're on his shoulders. You're being carried. You're no longer lost. And on the cross, the Lord Jesus finished that great work, that great purpose for which he came into this world. When he was 12 years of age, and Joseph and Mary, his parents, carelessly started for home and didn't check whether the Lord Jesus was with them, when they traveled for a whole day before they began to look for him and discover he's not with us. Now, I can imagine the dreadful anxiety that broke out in their hearts, and they hastened back again to Jerusalem and searched for 3 days. Oh, those were terrible days. But when you lose the Lord Jesus, it's a terrible thing. Finally, they caught up with him in the temple where they had left him. And Mary, quite wrongly, chided with him. And the Lord Jesus gently, kindly replied to her chiding by saying that I must be about my Father's business. You see, the Savior had a business to undertake. And on the cross, he finished his Father's business. The works which his Father had given him to do, he finished. He finished. That's what this means here. This little text, this teleo. The Lord Jesus had finished the great task set out in eternity by the Father for the Son to carry out. He's finished it now on the cross. He's paid the price of our redemption. It means that Christ's offering of himself for a sacrifice for sin was finished. Today, boys and girls, our Savior's sufferings are finished. We can never understand what it was he suffered on the cross, but gladly the sufferings are over. When we get to heaven and look upon our Savior, then each one of us who are saved will have the privilege of not looking on him from the back of a crowd, but right up there in his presence, standing right before him. Maybe I should say kneeling before him. We shall see him. And do you know what we'll see? We'll see the marks of the nails in his hands, the evidence that he suffered, and also that the sufferings are now over. They're over because he finished what he came to do. His sufferings has paid the price of our redemption, and now they're over. His sufferings are over. That brings us joy. The verse goes on to say that seconds after he said, "It is finished," he gave up the ghost. He died. The Lamb of God was now finished in his labours, and he had taken away the sins of his people. Oh, I want you to rejoice today that the whole gospel message is about a finished work. Out there, the vast majority of people, no matter what religion they belong to, with the exception of those who believe the gospel, but every other religion, including false Christianity, those who follow those religions believe their work to get to heaven's not finished. They have to pray, they have to pay money, they have to do penance, they have to do all sorts of things to get to heaven. And there's only that little group in this world that believes what Jesus said here on the cross. It is finished. It is finished. That's why every Christian should have a smile on their face, no matter what their circumstances may be, because it is finished. I don't have anything to do to get to heaven. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but Jesus washed it white as snow. It's finished. It's finished. His offering for sin has been completed. One other thing. This work has been finished for all eternity. It's completely finished. It need never be repeated. I have to say, you see, that many people believe that in their church service, and I'm referring to the Roman Catholic people, in their church service, when the priest officiates in what they call the Mass, he offers up the Lord Jesus again. He dies again. They believe that the wine in the cup and the bread is changed by a miracle into the body and the blood of Christ, and they eat and drink, and thus they partake of salvation. But it's not a finished work, because they go back next week and do the same, and the next week and do the same, and the next week and do the same. And when they die, they're not sure that it's finished. They're not sure. But the Christian can read this verse and believe it, and be sure that the work of their redemption has been completed. The Lord Jesus wasn't telling a lie here. What he said was exactly the truth. It's finished. It's finished. And we're told in Hebrews chapter 10, listen to these words. We are sanctified, set aside unto God, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all. It's finished. What he came to do has been accomplished. We have been rescued and set aside as gods. Then also in Hebrews chapter 10, this time is the verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. In the scriptures you find the Lord Jesus, in the gospels, you find him forever going about, preaching. He went everywhere, preaching, 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 laboring, working. But now, he has sat down. Why? Because his work's finished. He has offered one sacrifice for sins forever. And he sat down on the right hand of God. Now, he wouldn't get sitting down on the right hand of God if he hadn't finished what God had given him to do. But he's sitting down now in the place of honour and glory. Our Lord Jesus finished the work. Are you trusting in what he did today, boys and girls? Are you trusting in what he did? Oh, I'm glad that I don't have anything to do to get to heaven other than trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus. I hope you're doing that. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, write your word. This simple word, teleo, it is finished upon the hearts and minds of the boys and girls. And if there's any not yet trusting in the Savior, O God, please have mercy on them. Give them understanding. Give them repentance. Give them faith. And may they call upon thee. Bless the school today and this incoming week, remembering all connected with it, Lord, who need your touch. We just commit them to thee, Lord. They've already been prayed for. And we say amen to such prayers. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.